The Southwest Wisconsin All-Conference baseball selections have been named. Dodgeville won the conference going 9-1. They are headed to the WIAA state tournament next week. Platteville was second at 8-2. Then Lancaster and River Valley both at 4-6. Richland Center 3-7. And Prairie du Chien 2-8. All-Conference pitchers from Dodgeville, Nathan Johnson and Caden Schneider. Second team All-Conference, Platteville's Kingston Clayton and Richland Center senior Wyatt Banker, River Valley senior Keegan Heiser, an honorable mention pitcher. All-Conference catchers, Dodgeville's Gentry Olson, second team Toy Raggetts of Lancaster, and the honorable mention catcher is Graydon Roberts of Platteville. On the infield, first team members from Dodgeville, Jace Halverson, Lancaster's Logan McMahon, Platteville's Carson Obgenorth, and Richland Center's junior Isaac Gauld is a first teamer. Second team members, Dodgeville's Jack Graber, Lancaster's Ross Wolf and Brady McCartney, Platteville's Dylan Weigel and Bryson Carl, and River Valley seniors Jordan Gauger and Caden Plumley. All-Conference outfielders, Bryce Krubaugh-Lockert of Dodgeville, also Prairie du Chien's Deacon Cheesebro, and Richland Center senior Brady Dosh, a first-team outfielder. Second-team members, Andrew Heslink of Dodgeville, Lancaster's Braden Lance and Max Bauding, and Platteville's Alex Cullen and Brody Digman. And the All-Conference utility players, Richland Center junior Logan Peterson and River Valley senior Quincy Blakely. John Clements of Lancaster and Jack Simmons are named second team. And honorable mention utility players, Boone Rickard of Dodgeville, Platteville's Evan Johnson and Tyler Sass. The player of the year, Bryce Krubaugh-Lockert of Dodgeville, and the coach of the year, Pat Riley of Dodgeville, the veteran coach whose team, again, is headed to state next week. Yesterday in the studio, we talked to Ryan Lemke, co-principal at Richland Center and head baseball coach, about the Hornets' massive improvement as the season went on.
I mean, we started 1-9 in the state of Wisconsin, which was rough, and we were in a lot of close games, but could never get on in the win column there early. And then everything seemed to click. At a great time, we went over to Valley and played a really good game against them and turned it around. And in the last 11 games in the regular season, we went 9-2. And then even so, we were seeded a 13 seed out of 14 in the playoffs. And we went to Mount Horeb and beat them in the first round. And it's been really, really great to see that group of boys take a step in the right direction. It's all about adversity. One of the messages that I had, and this is what we strive to do in the district, is to get them career and college ready. And one of the messages, you know, after, you know, halfway through this kind of turnaround was just overcoming this adversity that we faced. And they had the opportunity to just lay down and like, this is it. This stinks. This is a rough season. We'll try again next year. But they didn't. They put the pedal to the metal and turned it around and really grinded it out. And that same aspect of overcoming adversity is going to be needed in every aspect of life.
RC baseball coach Ryan Lemke. His team played in Kentucky to start the year and then finished out the year in Wisconsin and again finished out strong with an upset win in the first round of the tournament. Yesterday at the WIAA State Softball Tournament at Goodman Diamond in Madison, they did get three of the four games played. Muskego was a winner 14-8 over Marshfield. Appleton North 10-3 against Stevens Point, and Hamilton beat West Allis Hale Central by a score of 10-0. The game that was moved to today, Sun Prairie East and Union Grove, will be played at 9 this morning at Madison College. Also, the Division I semifinals will be played tonight. Today, the team that knocked Ithaca out of the tournament in the sectional final last week, Belmont, the defending state champions, are number one seeded. They'll take on Athens at 9 this morning, followed by Almond Bancroft and Blair Taylor. The Division IV semis this afternoon feature Grantsburg against Johnson Creek and Mineral Point versus Marathon. The tournament continues tomorrow with Division 3 and 2 played during the day at Goodman Diamond, weather permitting for those to stay on schedule. High school girls soccer sectional semifinals today. Platteville Lancaster plays McFarland. Delavan Darien against Belleville New Glarus in Division 3. In Division 2, La Crosse Central will play at Sauk Prairie and River Falls at Holman. Brewer pitchers won't be sorry to leave Las Vegas ballpark. A pair of home runs in the bottom of the seventh wiped out Milwaukee's lead and made the Athletics a 4-3 winner. Losing pitcher Chad Patrick gave up the two home runs in three games at AAA ballpark. The Brewers surrendered 15 home runs and dropped two of those three contests. Milwaukee had built a 3-0 lead on home runs of their own by Jackson Chirio and Gary Sanchez before things fell apart. The team is off today. They'll start a weekend series at home tomorrow night against the Phillies with the Miz on the mound. Elsewhere in interleague play, White Sox 2, Atlanta 1, and Philadelphia 7-4 over Toronto. In the National League, San Diego 5-4 over Cincinnati, San Francisco 11, Washington 10, Miami 8-0 over Arizona, Pittsburgh 9, Dodgers 8, St. Louis 9-2 over the Mets, and the Cubs lost to Colorado 3-2. In the American League, Tampa Bay 7, Boston 5. The Yankees 8-4 over Cleveland. Baltimore beat Seattle 7-2. Minnesota 6-4 over Detroit. Texas 6, Kansas City 4. And the Angels were winners against Houston by a score of 3-2. And if you're like me and you went to bed last night thinking that the Spurs had won the game, you woke up this morning and realized you were sadly mistaken. They're calling it the best NBA comeback in history of the playoffs as the Knicks made a comeback of 29 points down and moved to the brink of their first championship since 1973 by beating the Spurs 107-106. It looked impossible early when the Spurs rolled to a 27-point halftime lead. But they came all the way back to win. Game 5 is Saturday night in San Antonio. Packer camp continues this week. Jordan Love yesterday discussed some of the things he has worked on in the offseason.
Just staying calm, staying relaxed, move through my reads. If I got to move around in the pocket, you know, keeping those movements pretty tight and not kind of running into where guys might be peeling off and able to hit you. So just really trying to focus on my feet, my pocket movements. And obviously, I think all those things are tied to accuracy and just the timing of routes and things like that.
Packers tight end Tucker Kraft is telling reporters he will play for the team in week one of the season with no limitations. Kraft says he is doing better than expected in his recovery from knee surgery last year. He was injured in the November 2nd game against Carolina. At that time, he had emerged as quarterback Jordan Love's top target. He had 32 receptions for 489 yards and 6 touchdowns. Yahoo Sports quotes Kraft as saying he wants to play his entire career in Green Bay. Yesterday, he spoke about coming back.
I'm not really buying into the, like, people come back off an injury and they're not the same. You know, if you're not coming back off your injury the same, then what are you doing? Like, what were you doing your entire rehab? So I have these confines of my rehab and I do my work and then some. So some people might not be the same, but they don't speak for me.
The Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. And Bucks sixth man Bobby Portis might be included in any trade of megastar Giannis Antetokounmpo. BleacherReport.com quotes league sources as sharing that information. Portis has played for Milwaukee the past 6 years as the team's vocal leader. He has become a fan favorite. NBA insiders Mark Stein and Jake Fisher say there is a growing expectation that the Bucks will trade Giannis before the 26 NBA draft, which is coming up in less than 2 weeks. I am Phil Nee. That is an update on Thursday Sports.